RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yep, on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thursday morning, Commanders playoff week. Football's back tonight. Two really good college football playoffs over the next couple nights. Jam-packed show for you today. Stubbs back in, so all of Richmond is on alert. Stubb was here for a couple days. Everything broke loose earlier in the week. We got showers this morning, though. So
you took a shower.
You didn't take a shower?
I told you. I thought you're not supposed to with the current.
Oh, should I not be admitting that?
I don't know. I went to my parents last night,
yeah.
And I took a shower.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm not
okay.
Like still on the long.
I'm sorry. I thought that.
Yeah. No.
You got a shower. I got a shower.
Yeah.
Everybody got a shower. I just feel better. A little more refreshed. I know there's still work to do. Like, I'm not gonna pretend like we're out of the woods here, but just having a shower is.
If I can't drink
huge.
It, I don't want to be like fully soaking it in.
That's fair. I think that's quite reasonable. I'll say this though. I come in every day. You know, take 195 and it coming from the south side and it merges into 64. There's two lanes and then it merges into one. And it's very clear, stay in the left lane. And most people line up properly. And then some people zoom by and cut in, you know, at the end. But all week long, because of the ice, everybody's been orderly. Nobody's trying to do that move and slip and slide because you just get laughed at. Today, as I was driving in, somebody cut me off. I said, well, nature is healing. we're getting back to normal. VCU played last night. No fans. Very weird. I guess the bottom line item here is they beat Fordham. We'll hear from Brian Odom in the next segment, his post-game interview with Robbie and Rodney, which I thought hit the right notes. We'll talk about VCU, which I don't know that they hit the right notes yesterday overall, but Ryan Odom certainly did in his post-game thoughts. You worried at halftime. It was one of those things like, oh man, they're not making shots. It's a weird environment. They can't lose to Fordham. There's a few you can do some winning and some losing. You can't lose to Fordham, though. That's no good. So it's good to see them pull out of it. And then a little minor scare at the end. Fordham kind of chips back, I think, after VCU had taken its foot off the gas. The bottom line, they won. They needed the win. They got the win. They march on next Tuesday. Fans will be there. We'll be there. St. Louis will be there. Robbie Avila will be there. health pending, but I think he'll be there. That's going to be a big A-10 game. First big A-10 home game, which I think we're all pretty excited about. And, of course, we'll get you ready for that next Tuesday. Lots going on in the world of sports. Of course, the Commanders playoff week is item number one as we count you down. And when we went off the air yesterday, we didn't have a Marshawn Lattimore update yet. We have a Marshawn Lattimore update, and it's a good one. Dan Quinn says he's trending up. He practiced with the team. I don't think he's going to miss a chance to play against Mike Evans on national TV. That's essential personnel. Essential personnel report to duty Sunday night at the Pirate Ship down in Tampa. That is Marshawn Lattimore. Excited to see him go against Mike Evans. I think that's a big difference maker between the first meeting and now. You're talking about how those two games are different. Jaden's different. He's seen more. Gavin Lattimore on the team gives you a different vibe as well. That said, still scared of Todd Bowles, still scared of this defense. We'll make our picks for the week at the 11:30 hour because we got college football, so we need to make some picks for the week before tonight's game. The Orange Bowl tonight, world famous January 9th Orange Bowl. Nothing makes any sense anymore. Robbie was great on the radio last night. He was given the out-of-town scoreboard at the end, and he was noting that UVA and Virginia Tech are both on the West Coast. UVA played against Cal last night at 11 o'clock p.m. What are we doing here?
Our time, 11. I'd imagine not California 11.
8 o'clock in California. Their student athletes, with the world's biggest air quotes, were flying them out to California, making them stay up until 11 o'clock Eastern to play basketball that nobody wants to watch. What are we doing here?
I got a paper due.
What are we doing here? Cal wins 75-61, continuing the world's worst basketball season for our local ACC teams. This is a disaster. We're past like maybe they can pull it around. Virginia Tech was at Stanford against the Fighting Cardinal. They lost 70-59. They're somehow worse than UVA. Neither team's going to sniff the tournament.
Seems like the Lancers are doing all right.
I think we're all aboard the Lancer bandwagon. I bet Randolph-Macon's doing well. I don't actually know that, but they're a perennial tournament team.
That's good.
So we'll check it. We need something. There's a Yellow Jacket program now. VCU can still make the tournament. They're not out. They're not in. They're in limbo, and they play a big game Tuesday night against St. Louis, but... Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope. That's VCU right now because we have zero other tournament teams. Is that the Big South? I feel like they're the Big South. Our Longwood knowledge being put to the test here.
They made it last year.
Yeah,
I think they got a lot of the same people.
It all comes down to that tournament at the end of the year. They remember the Big South Conference.
It is Big South.
And,
wow.
Two of the last 3 years have participated in the tournament, 22 and 24. So this is now, this program rides hard for the Lancers, effective immediately. Lane Casadante joins the program at 11. We have a special Thursday happy hour with Parney. He will make some picks as we move everything back a day to accommodate that there's college football tonight. It'll be a roadshow for us this weekend down in Tampa. You'll hear us. I believe Monday's show will be live from the Orlando Airport Hotel. Believe I'm Tampa's full, flying out of Orlando, so driving from the Pirate Ship to Orlando after the game. We'll hole up in the hotel.
Might as well head to Disney World.
But we'll see if we can do the show live from Cinderella's Castle or live from Toy Story Land or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Where do I want to do this show from down there? I'm trying to think.
They have the ESPN building.
They do have the ESPN facility. They're probably busy making, ESPN down there. Well, Doc, excuse me. Is Chris Berman here? I'd like to talk to Chris Berman. We'd like to get him on the radio program. That's the plan. UVA, Cal. UVA loses to Cal. Tech loses to Stanford. We need a Commanders win. Nobody's ever needed a Commanders win like this show has needed a Commanders win.
Post-postseason.
it's bleak fast. I don't think y'all realize how fast it gets bleak.
Washington Capitals show?
Ovi's scoring. Yeah, Ovi's on fire right now. I don't follow the NBA. I scan. We've got the sports headlines that they drop in for us every morning. Apparently, the Lakers are bad. I got a thing. We got a clip here that says Charles Barkley says the Lakers are bad. That's the extent of my knowledge. So we'll have to bank that.
Well, he knows.
He knows.
He would know.
He would know. So that was my first time hearing that the Lakers are bad. Caps are good, though. Caps are very good. Fun team. Ovechkin. Playoff hockey. Nothing like it. We're gonna be leaning hard on that. Get VCU in the dance, too. I have not given up hope by any stretch on that. So it's a Thursday program. If you'd like to call in, we'd like to talk to you. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Water's back for almost everybody. Now, the downside of that is we put out the update at the Richmonder that say, water's back for almost everybody. You immediately get like four or five angry emails like, my water's not back. And I get that. Water not back for everybody. But it seems to be a very positive momentum. Hopefully we get the kids back in school on Monday. We're back. We're here. We're here all week for you. AWOD Radio takes over when we're done. Grant and Danny drive you home. A little VCU recap on the other side. You'll hear from Coach Ryan Odom, his post-game interview last night on Rams Radio. If you weren't there, which you weren't because you were not invited because it was closed to fans. We'll break it all down for you. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
The mic,
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All right. Thank you to our guy Parney. Normally he's on Friday. We're moving him to today. He was also on AWOD's show yesterday, so a lot of Parney, which is very appropriate. And Parney, I just bring you straight in here because you brought some pennants, some schedules by. We're loaded up, man. I'm fired up.
85 days till opening day for the Richmond Flying Squirrels, April the 4th. Might be semi-retired, but I'm not dead, baby. I'm still excited about Squirrels baseball, and I'm excited about the 2025 season, and they're selling tickets already for opening night. One of the changes that Benny Rothrock and Anthony Opperman and crew made from the past is we used to wait till the first week of March to start selling tickets for individual games, and they started doing it before Christmas, so people had the opportunity to buy tickets for opening night or the last game of the season or whatever. So I would encourage our listeners on 910 The Fan to go to squirrelsbaseball.com right away and get your tickets for opening night, April the 4th. 85 days with snow on the ground and no water in the city might make you think the opening day is a long ways away, but it's really not, and it'll be here before you know it. By the way, speaking of no water, have you showered?
I took my first shower this morning since Sunday, Parney. It was a week.
Well, I grew up in Locust, North Carolina. You took showers on Saturday night before church on Sunday. So
we're on that schedule.
That's no big thing for me.
We're on that schedule. I want to be a team player. That and Danny Avila said, take a shower, just don't linger. So I got in there. I took care of business. Got myself fresh for this radio program. Did my part.
I texted Danny yesterday about what a week to become mayor of the city of Richmond, man.
Goodness.
And I actually think he's handled it very well. I told him to keep smiling and just keep working hard. I thought it was cool that he stayed with the workers over at the water plant. So kudos to him for having his first week of Richmond as Richmond's mayor being a tough one but getting through it.
I think everybody understands this is this is not a Danny Avila disaster. This is certainly something that was well beyond his control, and they're all working hard to get us back up and running over there. I guess as soon as we're up and running, we get to talk about opening day and CarMax Park and all that stuff. So it's the sooner he gets us rolling, the better we can return to normal programming, which is very exciting for sure.
There's water here at the Diamond now, so that's a good sign.
Excellent. Love to hear that for sure. Parnie, we got college football playoffs tonight, which is a weird thing to be saying on January 9th. Notre Dame, I know you got the personal connection here to Notre Dame with Little Bus, but Notre Dame is not part of a conference, as you know. The way this works is when a team plays in a college football playoff game, the distribution is $14 million. That's what they get paid to play in the game. Now, if you're in the conference, if you're in the SEC or the Big Ten, so Penn State tonight, they're allowed to deduct their expenses, and then they have to send the rest of the check to the conference, and the conference divides it up, sends a little bit to everybody. So everybody gets a little money every year. Notre Dame gets to pocket the whole dang thing. And if they win tonight, this will be four games at $14 million a pop. That's a lot of golden domes right there.
Well, it's are you headed towards the James Franklin comments, or where are you headed with this?
No, I'm fascinated by Notre Dame taking the gamble of, you know, you either make $0 or all the dollars, and $56 million potentially. They fund their athletic program for a while. They swung, they won.
Well, hopefully for Sean Stifler's sake, he's going to get some of that Notre Dame football money for the baseball program.
That's what I'm saying.
There.
It lifts all the boats for sure. No, there's one person I want to cast blame on this morning, Parnie, during the Parnie Time Fun segment, because last week you and I both took the Browns plus 20 against the Baltimore Ravens. And you will never, ever, ever catch me laying 20 in an NFL football game. Can't do it, won't do it. Coach Harbaugh was safely up by double digits, but not 20, kept Lamar Jackson in for the final series of the game to score a touchdown and cover. You can't tell me he didn't know what was going on there.
Well, look, I watch all this stuff pretty closely just because I love it, right? And there's certain coaches, a.k.a. Lane Kiffin, who always know what the point spread is.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I wasn't thinking that when I was watching the game. I was just thinking that you and I were idiots for not thinking that Cleveland could cover 20 points. That's what I was literally thinking. But I do believe there's coaches. I don't know that he did that on purpose or not. I think he just was trying to get Lamar ready for the playoffs because Lamar's got this big boulder of rock on his shoulders right now. Any talk you've heard, and we talked about this with Awad yesterday, anytime anybody talks about the Ravens in the playoffs, they talk about Lamar not playing well in the playoffs. So if he's not feeling any pressure, any burden, he doesn't have any feelings. He's got to play well. He's got to play well this weekend, or he'll have that stigma for a long, long time.
Yeah, there's so many. There's that. There's Russell Wilson. There's Lamar Jackson. There's maybe Mike Tomlin. There's so many guys who have so much on the line this weekend. That's going to be a really, really fun game. And we'll get to that in a second. But you were 1-2 last week. It's week 18. We took a small slate. Nobody's blaming you. I was 1-2 as well. I rode down the ship with you. 43-23 overall on the Parnie picks. But I think we need to throw some stuff at the wall this week because we got such a good schedule. You want to do some college too, or you just want to do the pros?
I will do whatever you tell me to, MP. Yeah. I was hoping we could get to 50 wins for the season, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do that unless we catch a hot streak again.
Well, let's catch a hot streak. Let's do Notre Dame Penn State. Notre Dame's dropping a point and a half on the Nittany Lions tonight in Miami.
I'm all Marcus Freeman here. I think it's Notre Dame's year, especially now that I know they pocket all the money. I'm not big on James Franklin right now. I saw their press conference. He just looks like a whiny little biatch, to be honest with you. I think I can say that word, right? Maybe not.
You're clear.
I put the O in there just to make sure. He just didn't, to me, he didn't come across cool, man. He came across like he was taking jabs at people in Penn State. And, you know, he's got that stigma as well of not winning big games. I think he's 2-15 against top five teams. And I'm going to take Notre Dame here.
It's I feel about Penn State the way I felt about the Boston Red Sox before the World Series. Like, hey, they haven't won in a while. Throw them a bone. But as soon as they get that bone, I am prepared to go back to hating their smug selves. You know, the Cowboys are probably in danger of entering that territory. I'm still a hard no on the Cowboys as long as Jerry's there. But, like, at some point, you'd be like, man, 30 years? You get, like, throw those people a bone. And then they get the bone, and you're like, that's why I didn't like them. I knew there was a reason. I remember that.
But I want to say this. I love this game tonight. I think it's going to be a great game. I love the fact that you got the old fact. Like, it's taking me back to my childhood, just preparing for this game and looking at it. You know, I'm thinking Joe Paterno, Lou Holtz. I saw a highlight, speaking of Jerome, saw a highlight where Jerome actually caught a touchdown pass as a fullback at Notre Dame to beat Penn State in his junior season. I guess it was a junior year because he came out for the draft. I was just texting with him because I wore my Notre Dame Fighting Irish green pants today in his honor. But I think it's a great, great game, and it just brings me back to my childhood. I can't wait to watch it.
All right, so the real reason we're doing this Thursday is I'm jumping on a plane tomorrow morning. I'm going down to Tampa for the Commanders playoff game because I'm a professional, pardon me. I do professional radio. I have a friend in Dallas who is a college friend of mine.
Speaking of Jerry Jones.
Speaking of Jerry World, and said, you want to go to the Cotton Bowl? Yeah, of course I want to go to the Cotton Bowl. So here's the thing, though. It's snowing in Texas, and I know this. They don't do squat in Texas when it snows. So I'm not counting the chickens before they're hatched. But the goal is get to Dallas, enjoy the Cotton Bowl, then buzz down for the playoff game. Ohio State.
And you're going as a fan to the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah, just going to hang out. Yep.
All right. That sounds like a great day.
It's going to be such a good day. Now, my family, my mom's side of the family is Texas going back many generations. They're Longhorns. So I will not be rooting for the Fighting Vic Myers of Ohio State. I'll be there. But I'm not in on it so deep that I'm like, if they lose, my day's still going to be good. Either way, that's going to be a fun time, a good atmosphere. I'll say this, though. I like Texas at home getting 6 points. I know the world's out on them. I want my 6 points.
So the Ohio State, speaking of Beck and the Fighting Dennis Vic Myers, like, their whole fan base is on such an emotional roller coaster. Like, let's remember, a month ago they wanted Ryan Day's head on a stick, right? or a month and a half ago,
yep.
Whatever it was.
Yep.
And now they're damn for sure going to beat Texas and go to the championship and win the championship. I think this sets up for an amazing fall from grace, right? And Texas getting 6 points, I'm all over Texas. I think Sark is one of the biggest coaching reclamation projects of recent memory. Like, 8 years ago, he was at USC getting fired because he was drunk at a booster convention or whatever. So I think the plus six to me is the key. I could see Ohio State winning a close game, but I'm going to take Texas plus six.
Man, two good games. I'm fired up. Football's the best. I love this time.
Now I would love. I was talking to Jade Oaks and Jerome about this the other day. I would love a Notre Dame Ohio State final, because on one side of my friend base, I would have Jerome Bettis, and on the other side of my friend base, I would have Eddie George. That would almost be a game I would maybe have to go to.
I don't even know where the Natty is this year, but yeah, that would be a fun one. That would be well attended for sure.
I think it's Atlanta. I think.
Oh well, you can't go wrong with the big college football event in Atlanta. That'll play well. All right, let's do a little NFL here with Parney on the Parney Happy Hour. Of course, listen to the Parney Time podcast where you get your podcasts. Parney is on 910 The Fan on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Hang out with Parney on Saturday and Sunday mornings on the
Fan. And it counts as going to church, MP.
That does. That's correct. That is your church time for the week. You drop a penny in the Parney plate and call it a day. Keep on moving. Steelers-Ravens, the line just keeps moving up. If you want the Steelers now, I'll give you 10 points.
I'm going to shock you right now. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I would take the Steelers on the money line.
Whew.
I'm certainly going to take them plus 10. But something is just telling me this game is going to be close, in my opinion. I can't believe now. I'm a little bit concerned if the Sharks are making the money line go up, or excuse me, make the point spread go up. That might be the public. It might not be. But if the Vegas people, you know, the professional gamblers, if they start making the line go up, then I'll be worried. I think they're going to. I think you'll see a lot of people in Vegas that know what they're doing start taking the Steelers, and by the time that game starts, I bet you it's back in single digits. I'm taking the Steelers plus 10. I like Tomlin in the situation. The Steeler fan base wants him out for some reason. I still don't understand why. I think that their Steelers are going to show up and they're going to play. And as long as Lamar's not too much for them or Derrick Henry, I think they'll win and probably a pretty low-scoring game.
I also like the Steelers. I will admit, not as much as you do, though. I like the Steelers a little bit. I like them with 10, to be sure. That's some confidence. I like that. It's going to be a fun one. I don't think the Ravens are going to run away with it either. Packers-Eagles is the main event Sunday afternoon. Eagles 4.5-point favorites at home. We got a number of injury questions here, so you can duck this one if you want. Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, both back at practice. Unclear if they'll play, but it looks like they will.
Yeah, I could go either way on this one, honestly. I like this game. I think it's going to be a good game. The Eagles are a team, to me, that could either lose in the first round or win the Super Bowl. As weird as that sounds, I think that's the kind of enigmatic team that they are. I will probably, if you make me pick it here, and I know you said you weren't, but I'll do it anyway, put me down for Green Bay plus 4.5.
There you go. And we'll finish it off with the Commanders 3-point underdogs in Tampa.
I would take the Commanders on the money line here. I know that I'm anti-Commander a lot of times, but I like this game. I think it's going to be a shootout, probably going to go over 50.5, in my opinion. And I think if Jalen shows up and is the superstar rookie QB that he has been, and not the guy that played in the 2019 New Orleans Saints game, I think that that Washington is going to come out and win. And they might end up doing some damage in the playoffs.
He's better than me at picking these this year. You have a better record on the Commanders games than I do. Parney, always appreciate the time. Thank you for dropping by. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there.
All right, have a good time, buddy. Have fun. Go nuts, everybody. 85 days till Squirrels baseball.
85 days till baseball. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Playoff week for the Washington Commanders. You'll hear it right here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Kickoff 8 p.m. Sunday night.
Lots going on in the world of local sports, too. And after a holiday break, for me, not for him. I saw him working hard out there. We welcome back in for his Thursday segment on this very radio program, Lane Casadante. He is the sports director at CBS 6 in Richmond. Of course, you know them, best sports in town. Lane, I know you're kind of up out of the danger zone. Everything all right up where you are on the waterfront?
Oh, it is now, but no, even where we are up north of town, it's been a couple of dry days, but everything is seemingly back to normal this morning.
All right.
Hopefully for everyone else as well.
I know it's been a long week, and as you not know currently, but know from the past, when the kids are home for three consecutive weeks, they start to go a little stir crazy.
Yes. And it's a short trip for some.
It's,
to get to that point.
Very, very well put. I was reflecting, as you know, we do a lot of Commanders here, and I know you guys do Commanders at CBS 6 coverage. Once we get out of Commanders season, I don't know that people realize how bleak the basketball landscape is for the schools we traditionally cover. It thankfully happened late night out west last night. We're not subjected to Stanford and Cal giving a butt kicking to Virginia Tech and UVA, but we are rapidly trending towards them falling way out of the tournament bubble.
Oh yeah, and what was interesting is that for both of these teams, this was viewed as a chance to perhaps get right and maybe make a little hay in the conference, because Stanford and Cal are obviously, you know, good teams, but they're not going to threaten to, you know, they're not going to threaten the Dukes and the Carolinas and the Floridas and the Tennessees of the world. And with having said that, both UVA and Tech went out and just had abysmal second halves last night. These are issues that, you know, at this point where we are, January 9th or whatever the day is today, you kind of wonder if some of this stuff can be addressed in season. Like, is there time to turn things around?
Yeah.
Or is this kind of what, you know, what we're stuck with and you just have to make the best of it? So, you know, Mike Young and Ron Sanchez absolutely have their work cut out for them over the next few weeks.
It's you know, that's obviously a tenuous situation to enter. Tony Bennett leaves right when the season starts. And, I mean, I think it's interesting now. Coaches feel, I guess, more empowered to do that because you got Larrañaga, who walks off middle of the season with Miami, and you're seeing these coaches throw in the towel. The haves and the have-nots, if you're a have-not, it gets pretty rough pretty quickly out there.
And I know there are, for every coach and every person that, you know, decides to make a career change, let's call it, to be political about it, there's a different reason for why all of them do it, but just walking off either just before or in the middle of a season, I have a hard time excusing that. And yes, you know, there could be reasons we don't know. And these guys, you know, could be forthcoming, they could be not as forthcoming, but I just, you know, we were always taught as kids, and you always are taught, you teach the athletes, you finish it through, you see it out, stick it out, you made a commitment, you honor the commitment, you finish the commitment. And unless it's for some catastrophic illness or something personally which, you know, really prohibits you from giving your all towards that job, you can't walk off in the middle of the season. I was really surprised when Tony Bennett walked away 3 weeks before the season started. And given the way that UVA has played so far, you know, it's easy to try and make a judgment and say, oh, well, he knew they weren't going to be any good, so he left. I think it's more than that. But still, that's a heck of a time to walk away from a bunch of kids, a roster, and a staff who have agreed to follow you and sign up for what you could potentially do with them and for them.
I think that's very well put, Lane. Thank you for saying all that. Because you know, we hear a lot of the grousing from the fans about the players, but for the coaches as well, I mean, these are the people who are hired to set an example for these young men. And I certainly, even at the NFL level, where everything's a job and everything's professional, even at the NFL level, mentorship is still valued and sought after in coaches. You know, the leader them in is often one of the things they say. You know, it's not the example I want my leader of men setting to bounce midseason when things aren't going well. And if you don't like the rules, you don't like the rules. And you can speak out as much as you want about that. But once it's time to play ball, it's time to play ball and see the thing through. I completely agree.
And I understand where some of these older school coaches are like, NIL and transfer portal, no, we didn't grow up in that. We didn't, you know, we haven't made our bones in that type of setting, and we're out. And that's fine. You know, you can always fold a hand in poker if it's not working for you. And I understand that part of it. And having, you know, and they all knew that this, and a lot of people bring up, you know, Roy Williams and Jim Boeheim and Mike Krzyzewski. Those guys were, you know, would they have coached until they were in the ground? Maybe. But they were at the end of their careers anyway. And you can understand why they all walked away, because this whole collegiate setup is not what they asked for. It's not what they paid for. It's not what they bought in for. And we can, you know, we could spend the next three shows of yours debating the merits back and forth of the transfer portal and NIL and should they be paid and all this other stuff. But it's the way it is. So, you know, this is coming. I think it's going to change 3, 4, 5 times over in the next 5 years. And the model that we're working with today, I don't think is going to be the same model in 2030. And you and I will still be here discussing it most likely at that point as well. But I really think that, you know, this is the beginning, and then it's going to change and alter and shift. based on a number of different factors. The first thing that I can see coming, and I've mentioned this to a couple of people who also can foresee this, is that, you know, these athletes are being paid. Fine, okay, that's the way that is. Well, the people who, your boss, you know, makes you sign some sort of contract, usually. You have some sort of employment agreement. And I'm waiting for the day when this NIL money is going to come with a 2-year deal attached.
It needs
to. It's like,
to.
Okay, we'll give you that, and you have to stay here for 2 years because we want to make sure we are getting the return on our investment. And I don't think that day is far off.
Yeah, it needs to, and that's good for the fans, too. It's good for the kids to have the stability, but it's good for the fans to know who they're cheering for. And we've lucked out locally, really, that VCU has had the same team year to year this year, and we had Virginia Tech football with some stability as well, because that is definitely not the norm nationally at all, as we chat with Lane Casadante, CBS 6. Love bringing him in for his insights on Thursdays. We got college football playoffs tonight, Lane, and speaking of money in the system, I love this Notre Dame story where they're not part of a conference, they're not guaranteed payouts, but now that they're in this thing, they get $14 million every time they win a football game.
And you know what? When you come with your own network, you tend to be able to make some things happen. And that's always been the case with Notre Dame. And, you know, why would you join a conference if you're doing just fine on your own and you're able to win as they have done, and you're able to be successful in this model? You know, there's no reason to share your TV money around with anybody else. They are truly a national brand, and they can survive as such. And the thing that bothers me about, you know, the expanded playoff was one thing. You know, okay, that's great. I think 12 teams is plenty. I don't think if you're the 15th team in the country, you really have a in football anyway, I don't really think you have you designs on a national championship. But the way college athletics are right now, get used to seeing these teams, because you're going to see them every single year. It's going to be the same ones with maybe one or two substitutions each year. This is going to be it every single year. It's not like the NFL where the draft turns over and teams like, you know, the Lions and the Commanders and people like that can take a couple of years, work with the draft smartly, and turn their franchises around. This college stuff is kind of going to be the same way, unless and until the system is altered.
It's the rich get richer. That's a tale as old as time, and certainly seeing that in the four teams participating this weekend. Lane, sports director at CBS 6. They got two games this weekend. Chargers-Texans Saturday, Broncos-Bills Sunday as the NFL playoffs get rolling. Obviously, your news team has been all over the water situation, and I know we'll continue to be as people tune in for that. Anything you're working on this weekend?
Well, we have a story up on WTVR.com right now. I went out and talked with Matt Gray at Atlee and Ricky Irby down at Hopewell about Travion Henderson and Tyler Warren, who are not just two local kids that have made it into the college football semifinals. They are integral to each of their team's offensive attacks. And Warren winning the John Mackey Award, and Henderson setting a new Ohio State Bowl record with a 66-yard touchdown against Oregon. Both of them have overcome injuries throughout their careers. Both of them have stayed at the same school for 4 years, which is a little unusual. I know, you know, 5 years ago we wouldn't have brought that up as any topic of conversation, but that's a thing now. So there's a story on WTVR.com just talking with their high school head coaches, who still keep in regular touch with each player, about, you know, how they've not only you know, succeeded in their college environments, but how each community has kind of rallied around it and are really pulling for both athletes and both teams.
It's so cool to have two guys from the area who are both so dominant right now too. I mean, Warren was just an integral part of that Penn State team, and I'm sure he will be tonight as well. So WTVR.com, check that out. Lane, I hope you're doing well, and look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, Mike. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Awesome. There he goes. Henry bounced on us. So we'll open back up those phone lines, 833-804-0910. If you want to be a part of the Thursday program, MP on the Mic returns right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan,
not 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Counting you down to playoff football Sunday night under the lights in Tampa. The Pirate Ship. Chilly. 55 degrees at kickoff down there in Tampa. They won't know what to do with themselves. 55 degrees in Tampa. Story this morning from John Keim at ESPN. It's about Cliff Kingsbury. This story was written for me because, as you know, the thing I am most fascinated about with Cliff Kingsbury is his trip to Thailand after he was fired from the Arizona Cardinals. That's the number one thing I am most interested in hearing.
That's important.
I think so. So this is the timeline. And he talked to some of the people who joined him on this is not just Thailand, his world travels that year. So Cliff got fired from the Arizona Cardinals in 2023, start of 2023. Famously, the reporting at the time from Jay Glazer was he bought a one-way ticket with his girlfriend to Thailand. Said, screw this, I'll figure out what I want to do. Now, the Cardinals are paying him for another 2 years, another three seasons, as we sit here in 2025, 25, 26, and 27. He's got three more seasons of getting paid from the Cardinals. So he's not hurting for money. He's doing okay.
One might say.
Don't cry for Cliff. They were in Thailand, and then they flew to Costa Rica, where he... brought his friends, and they hung out and threw frisbees along the Pacific Ocean. One of his good friends is a billionaire entrepreneur who came and closed business deals while in Costa Rica. He's got quite the circle. I want the full Netflix documentary treatment on
his trip.
His life at this point. If one of his friends is a billionaire entrepreneur, Cliff. K-L-I-F-F. I did not know this. Has a brother, Clint, K-L-I-N-T. So we've got a naming...
What's he do?
Naming system. He's quoted in here. He was invited to Costa Rica, so he's part of the Costa Rica team.
Okay.
Doesn't say what he... I'm guessing not a billionaire, if the profession isn't listed. Guessing doing all right, if he's got the time to just hang out with his brother in Costa Rica. Clint... Kingsbury says it 3 months into the beach trip, he was losing his mind and he knew he had to go back to doing something. Some people are wired like that. Some people are wired where he's, I can't handle this. Wait, we're doing nothing? I can't handle this. I'm in the middle because some people are on the far end of that leisure spectrum. I'm in the middle. I've said this before. I love working. I love this job. I love my other job at the Richmonder. I love having something to do, achieving it, getting it done every morning. Working's great for me. But you know what the best is? Not working. Not working's the best.
But I think it's the working that makes the not working so good.
I think that's what Cliff Kingsbury learned. I think that's some hard-earned wisdom from the beaches of Costa Rica and Thailand from Cliff Kingsbury. It's the working that makes the not working so
Clint
good.
Learned it faster.
we need a Clint bio here. Now he's back in D.C. He energized this offense right out of the gate. What they did the first few weeks of the season, and week one was rough, and Jaden wasn't ready for what Todd Bowles threw at him week one in Tampa. I think that's one of the big storylines of the week. Week one, you go back and watch, Jaden was not ready for that Todd Bowles defense, for the blitzes, for where they were coming, and he didn't entirely know what to do, so he did the only thing he could think to do, which was pull the ball down and run. He's very good at that. It just that's not the way to sustain an NFL offense. I believe, and I think we'll all believe after Sunday, that he's learned and he is better now than he was at knowing what to do when he doesn't know what to do. Because you look,
There's that scare in the Giants game. He gets knocked out. He goes to the sideline. Ever since then, he came back in. As he's running, he's looking to throw. He's got his eyes downfield. He's looking for the receiver. And it's an up-and-down year for this receiving team. And if we're listing concerns I've got for Sunday, Terry McLaurin's rough starts the last couple weeks is high on that list. Terry's got to be good on Sunday, because otherwise, if they're allowed to focus on the running game, B-Rob ain't going anywhere. Doesn't matter how forward he's running, how strong he is. If they don't get that passing game going, he's not going anywhere. But you got viable options. Get Terry, force feed him early. Olamide Zaccheaus, obviously, is your number two right now. But Diami Brown is a legit deep threat. And Cliff's dialing up. He had the midseason swoon, and it was coming eventually, because that was the conversation coming in, and, you know, when he was hired. Hey, here's a guy who can start fast, and then tails off. Everywhere he goes, everybody he works with, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, name your guy, look at the stats. They go down after hot starts, working with Cliff Kingsbury. There was the counter, you're like, well, that's not true. College teams just play games early in the year. I thought that was an overcorrection. I thought there was more to the Cliff than just, oh, this is a fun media-created storyline. I think the stats do back it up, even when you adjust for quality of opponent. And, you know, you had the Jaden Ribb injury as well. Things slowed for a little while, and there was a question about whether this was going to be a playoff team for a minute there. I give him all the credit in the world. He's back. He's back in his bag. He's back calling great plays. I think he's as sharp as he's been this season, the last couple weeks, dialing up some winners and dialing up some, you know, the trick plays are fun, but certainly the fact that they've almost always worked speaks to his success as a play caller. And so I'm not surprised that he's wanted for other coaching jobs. You know, he's going to be a hot name as long as he's here. I remain very hopeful that he finds a way to stay at least one more year, because I think next year is when they can really hit the gas here. You look at the salary cap space that's available. You look at the picks that are available to these guys. I think they can be big players this offseason, get a roster that's significantly better than this roster. I think guys are going to want to play here. And that's half the battle of free agency. As part of why these owners hate free agency is, you know, in the draft, you go, you're going here, you're going there. You got to do it. Free agency, you know, unless you're at the bottom of that barrel, you can pick if you've got multiple offers. And this team's had a hard time recruiting guys who are the kind of guys they want over the last few years. So I think with Jaden, with Dan Quinn, with Cliff, with all this positive publicity, it's going to be a lot easier this year. He also, the other thing that encourages me, and you know I said this in an earlier segment, I think the Bears is the only job he's been connected to that he should seriously consider taking, if he likes Caleb Williams, if he thinks Caleb's the guy. He talks in here a lot about how he didn't have a good relationship with ownership in Arizona. Bears ownership is not regarded as the cream of the ownership crop among NFL circles.
Seemingly.
I don't know them. I met Mrs. McCaskey once, like 6 or 7 years ago. She's officially the owner of the Bears. It's the McCaskey family. I don't even want to exaggerate. I think she's legit in her 90s, Virginia McCaskey. She doesn't run the day-to-day of the Chicago Bears. It's the family.
I'd imagine that's kind of hard.
It's the next generation. It's you know, it's been handed down. All right. I told you 90s because I said I didn't want to exaggerate. She's 102.
Oh.
I was
good for her.
I just remember we were at an NFL function, you know, doing whatever I was doing, and somebody I knew who worked for the Bears we were chatting. He was like, oh, you should meet Mrs. McCaskey. And she's old, so and she owns an NFL team, so yeah. You said hi. I don't think she remembers me. 102. She's still got 3 years though to catch Sister Jean.
Ooh,
is it something in Chicago that is allowing people to live long and fulfilling lives? Sister Jean, Chicago. Virginia McCaskey, Chicago. 102, 105.
That great public transit.
It's the L.
The bean.
It's the bean.
It's the bean. The bean is the secret.
I want you to know I found Clint's LinkedIn, I think.
Thank you. This is what we need.
Yeah. I know it looks like Cliff. He works in Texas. It's got the same name. He is a senior account executive at Texas Air Systems.
Good for him.
He's done that for 18 years.
He probably faces less public critique in the course of doing his job. I'm glad they let him out to go to Costa Rica with his brother for a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, that seems like a work from home kind of job.
Generous remote work situation. Yeah, because it was post pandemic, so he could have just worked remotely from Costa Rica. It's nice to have the brothers. Hey, I'm going to be in Costa Rica for a little while. Come fly down and join me.
Senior account executive sounds like one of those jobs where you could.
I'm going to guess he's well paid and able to work remotely. Like, not because of the connection, just senior account executive at, you said oil?
Texas Air Systems.
Air. Yeah, that sounds like a job that can make some money right there. That's the dream jobs.
Good for Clint.
Good for Clint, absolutely. And free Commanders tickets, whatever works for him. Commanders playoff football is on The Fan Sunday night, 8 o'clock, pregame, postgame, in-game. We've got it all for you. I do think... I don't want to lose sight of the fact that the number one story here is Marshawn Lattimore and Mike Evans. That's just such a juicy storyline. But I think it's been fun to watch his offense evolve. I think Cliff's calling plays at a really high level right now. I think they can win this game. I think they can win in a track meet. I think it'll be a fun one. So I'm looking forward to listening to it. We still got a little more time with you before we send you off. AWOD Radio, Grant and Danny, you know the lineup on this college football playoff day. We'll dive into that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Thank you to Stubb, a 3-day pinch hitter this week. We appreciate that. Keeping this show moving along. Hopefully get some well-deserved rest this weekend after a Friday AWOD show. Sit back, watch some football get cold. That's what we're doing this weekend.
Shower.
Hopefully.
Make pasta. Been waiting for that one.
What you got, like a favorite pasta? You got a
whatever Trader Joe's sauce I have, and then whatever Trader Joe's noodle I have, add some extra seasoning.
I love pasta for that exact reason. you can get the jar. Now, not all jars of sauce are good.
I agree.
But if you get a good jar of sauce and you know how to boil the noodles, it can taste like the Olive Garden, just right there in your home.
My pots are full of snow water right now, and I can't wash them, so I can't make pasta yet.
I feel like we're running out of snow, too. Like, you got the snow at the right time. We're running out of it. We'll get some more this weekend, but hopefully we'll get some water, too. We're back. At the Richmonder this morning, we ran the story, like, hey, everybody, you're getting your water back. And that is true. I don't have an exact percentage, but a lot of people have their water back. But some people don't, and we heard from those people. They're not thrilled. They feel like I felt about our guy Zach Joachim earlier in the week when he's out here tweeting videos of his long showers. We end this program by checking in with AWOD. It is a segment that we call Crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road.
My man, what was it like?
Yes, sir.
What was it like last night?
It was weird. I was not here during COVID, right? So I was working for the Sports Junkies, working from home, in DC. But that's probably what it felt like. I didn't actually go to any sporting events during COVID. I actually went to the A-10 tournament in March and watched zero basketball because they canceled the tournament right when I got there. But it was weird last night.
That was a weird because they literally canceled. Like, they did warm-ups that day before they canceled it. It wasn't like everybody stay in your hotel room will tell you. We were all in the Barclays Center. They did the layup line. They huddled, and then they canceled the game.
Yeah, I was at the hotel room getting ready to come.
Weird timing.
Yeah,
very weird timing.
But so last night's game. What was cool was with no fans, and I'm watching myself on TV right now.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it last night.
You can see my hat backwards. You can hear everything, right? And so the good of that is I got some real insight into how Coach Odom barks out his plays and his assistants. You know, I was trying to explain this to someone in the building here. The funniest thing I thought was Michael Bell was defending an inbounds, and he was kind of defending it straight on, and Coach Odom just shouted out, "Back left!" And he immediately, like, shifts his body to then protect the basket from a pass going over the back left of his head. And so that's the kind of insight that you got there. There was a big play where Fordham had scored 6 straight points, and you could tell VCU needed a bucket, and Coach Odom called out, "Chin strong." I don't know what that means, but now I'll be watching for
chin strong.
Oh. Right? I mean, we talked about last year, chin is my favorite play. That he runs.
Jeremy Chinstrong.
Yeah. but so that was kind of cool. Obviously, there was a situation in which Philip Russell hit a 3. It was called a 2 on the court. The refs came over to explain it to me, Sean Robertson, Chris Naki.
Yep.
They reviewed it. It was a 3. So those kind of little things that you get to hear and see when there's nobody in the building was kind of cool.
Is Phil Russell as much of a talker as we all think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my favorite part was Philip Russell screaming, "Let's effing go, Max! Let's effing go, Max!" You can hear that a lot. I mean, Philip Russell, it feels like he just drops an F-bomb all the time in practice, probably.
I love that he's got no fear whatsoever in this matter. Yeah, I'm... You know,
the way he talks to Max, though, is so funny.
Max, what are you, all A-10, all first EA? Come on, let's pick it up, man.
Have you run any of the post-game audio? Because that was kind of funny, too. Max, after the game, was like, "Yeah, it's a shame we had to play the game without fans." You know, he was talking about how it snows so much in Utah, and he was like, "Here in Richmond, one snow and the city breaks." it was so funny. They was talking about snow in Kiev when he was growing up, and he was like, "Then one summer, it just stopped snowing and never snowed again." It's always a fun press conference after a win.
Yes. Oh, and they've got a great collection of guys to like play off each other.
Yeah.
That sometimes like the guys do the press conference solo. It's the right CK's got the right idea there, getting them together.
Yeah. Luke Bamboye's he's really funny too. I love his accent, and you know he loves this squad. And that's the other thing is, I talked to Coach Odom, and I'm going to talk about this on my show after the game about how we've talked about how much experience this team has, right? Jack Clark's played 7 years. It's unreal. Philip Russell, 5. Zeb Jackson, 5. Max, 5. Joe Bamisil, 5.
Yeah.
And I felt like watching this game in particular and the previous game, they're able to make adjustments quicker than other teams that maybe Coach Odom has coached or other VCU teams because of how much experience. And he told me, yeah, because they listen. They listen at the half, and they make those adjustments, and you're seeing that. I mean, the second half against Loyola Chicago was terrific. The second half last night was much better against Fordham.
It was. The way they got rolling, and that's the team we needed to see against Fordham, too. I think everybody understood the importance of winning the games you have to win is so big, which is what makes the Dayton thing so shocking.
Yeah.
Dayton's going to find itself on the bubble really quickly if he keeps messing around like that.
Yeah, I mean, St. Bonaventure and St. Louis played a hard-fought game last night. Those were the top two teams in the conference with the way Dayton has started 8-10 play.
Yeah.
I felt like this conference was better from the top down, right? And I think you're going to see that. I think Fordham is better. They've got a decent coach in Keith Ergo in year 3, and they've got some scores. I mean, Jackie Johnson, who the Rams shut down, is leading the A-10 in scoring, 18 points per game. The guy's 5'10". He's a little fellow, but he can hit it from the outside. So I do think, like, right now St. Louis is at the top. St. Bonaventure beat VCU. Obviously Dayton's up there. VCU's going to be up there. You got to mention GW. They've had some really impressive wins.
Have to.
Richmond started 2-0. Then they lost their last game.
Mm-hmm.
George Mason's going to be decent. UMass just upset Dayton. There's a lot of decent basketball teams here in the A-10, which is going to make the A-10 conference tournament more fun and the A-10 conference season more fun. But you're right. It might knock out one of the teams from the NCAA tournament because I do think that you're going to have the top team maybe 4 or 5 losses because everyone's beating each other up.
You do see the impact of the parity when you have too many good teams, Sunbelt football style, that those postseason chances go down instead of up, which is unfortunate.
And it's unfortunate because you have like the SEC mm-hmm. where every game you play is now a quad one game because they've gamed the system from the way they played out of conference. And so you could get beat up and have 8 or 9 conference losses, and you're still going to be outside of the top 25 looking in.
That's so true.
Yeah.
College football tonight. I'm for it. I like it when they play big-time college football. You got a read on this Notre Dame-Penn State game?
Oof. So I I think that Notre Dame is probably more talented, but I think James Franklin's the better coach. Marcus Freeman's like, get everybody fired up, rah-rah guy. I think Franklin's more X's and O's.
Like
he's going to make the adjustments and stuff like that.
No, that makes
and
sense.
I think you have to root for the Richmonder.
Tyler Warren. You got a Richmonder in both games.
Yeah.
All right. I just got a devastating update here. They bagged my flight to Dallas because it's snowing down there. So,
So you're out.
I don't know.
On the Cotton Bowl.
I don't know.
Have you explained this whole thing to the audience here? Like, you just go on trip after trip after trip. You hit sporting event after sporting
event. Yeah, I'm going down to Tampa for the playoff game, which I will make it to Tampa. Don't you worry about that. I got a college friend in Dallas. He said, I got tickets to the Cotton Bowl. Nobody wants to go. You want to come? Yeah, of course I want to go. It's the Cotton Bowl. It's Texas, Ohio State. It's at Jerry World. I love Jerry World. Just go hang out, have a day.
But here's the thing is that I feel like normal people would get that invitation and they'd be like, great. And then all of a sudden they'd get filled with anxiety. Oh, my God, I have to book a flight, book a hotel. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this, and this. You just do it all.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm getting anxious, Stubb, just talking about this.
This is a you thing.
You think so?
Well, if I have someone's house to stay at, I just book a flight, and then that's... I love flights.
Well, how are you going to get to the airport?
Stubb lives the
what are you going to pack? You don't have water.
Stubb lives the MP lifestyle, that's for sure. MP lives the Stubb lifestyle, whatever it is. I've used up all our time, but I trust you have an enormously entertaining program today. Brad Johnson today, we have to say that.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Brad Johnson on AWOD Radio. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.